Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. It's an honor to be with you today. We hope you're doing well. Pastor Chuck and I absolutely love getting to do these. If we can be helpful at all, if there's a topic that you'd like for us to consider talking about, send us an email at podcast@sugarhillchurch.com. And we'd love to be able to speak to that. Well, today I want to pass along a devo that I recently read by one of my favorite authors, Max Lucado. He's written so much, and there's just so much helpful thought around what he talks about. From John 14:26, it says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and he will bring to remembrance all the things that I said to you." Now think about Peter. 7 weeks he was hiding because of Jesus, and then moments later, he's proclaiming the death of Jesus. On the eve of Good Friday, you couldn't get him to speak up, but later, you couldn't get him to shut up. He was a coward at the crucifixion, but when you look at him on the day of Pentecost, declaring to the thousands, he says in Acts 2, verse 36, "God has made Jesus the man you nailed to the cross, both Lord and Christ." This is big language. That same crowd that shouted, "Crucified him," could have crucified Peter. He went from being a wimp to being a warrior, and the difference was just 50 days. Now, you might ask the question, well, what changed? What got into Peter? And the simple answer is, God's Spirit did. 10 days after Jesus returned to heaven, Acts 2 verse 4 says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, in his own time and according to his own way, filled those followers with supernatural strength. Jesus actually promised this. He said in John 16:7, he said, "If I go, I will send him to you." And so the bad news was that Jesus was going away, but the good news, the very, very good news, was that Jesus was sending them the Spirit. During his earthly ministry, Jesus was there near his disciples. The Holy Spirit, though, would live in his disciples. What Jesus did with the followers, the Spirit would do through them and through us. The Spirit continues the work of Christ in us and through us. So that same Spirit that changed Peter is the same Spirit that can change you. What got into Peter? The Spirit of God living inside of you. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.